have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my brand new biblical question for this week, for those men and women who truly, truly want to overcome and be free, overcome the fallen state. It's not for everyone, and I understand, and that's fine. But there are men and women around the world who are truly working on themselves. What do you prefer? Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? Why? Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? That's an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and running around and doing whatever it is you're doing, but you would like to listen to the show as it is happening, it's been made possible. He made it possible for the sun to shine. It's been made possible. You can podcast the show and you can listen on your phone anywhere in the whole round world. And for the flat earther, anywhere in the whole flat world. Amazing, huh? You can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. Yeehaw. Already, again, it's Tuesday. Isn't that amazing? And we just had a Tuesday. It is Country and Western Tuesday. Amazing.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making homes inside my head. Good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. and I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. Amazing. I can listen to that song all day. All day long. I hope you all had a relaxed, fun, whatever you wanted to have. Labor Day yesterday, I believe it was Labor Day. Yeah, Labor Day yesterday. And you're either on your way back to your homes or work, or you're back already. And you're ready to get rolling again. Amazing. So welcome back. I hope you were safe out there. It's a mean old world out there. Human beings are evil. Oh, man, it's bad. It really is. But it is hell on earth inside of human beings. I want to say this, and then I'll move on. For those men and women who are working on themselves, and I hear from you all the time, I talk to a lot of people, and I talk to some who have been working on themselves for a while now, some who are just starting. I know that you're afraid and concerned that you're not going to make it. You're concerned that you're going to die before, physically die before you make it. And the lie, the deceiver, is telling you that it's not going to happen. You've been trying a long time. It's telling you that your enemy is on the outside. It doesn't want you to know that it's on the inside. Your enemy is truly on the inside and not outside at all. Zero. But it wants you to think that. And it tells you that it's just taking too long. It's too hard. It's too difficult. When will it happen? It's lying to you. The liar is lying to you. It tells you how afraid you are. It tells you feel afraid to let go. You are afraid to let go. You are afraid to stop thinking psychologically and emotional thoughts. You're afraid to do it. It is lying to you to make you think that is you that is afraid to stop thinking and reacting. The liar, the deceiver within you is your enemy and is lying to you. But because you feel you don't catch the thoughts or you feel the pain, it feels real and you feel afraid. It has convinced you that your enemy is on the outside and not within. The truth tells you that your enemy is within and not without. The truth tells you that you're not anything that you think or feel at all. The truth tells you that if you truly, truly wanted to, you could be over with this battle of the lie right now. It doesn't take but a twinkling of an eye to be done with psychological and emotional thinking. To stop, you can know that your enemy is inside of you and truly know it and let go. You really can. It doesn't have to take years and months and weeks and days and hours. You can really be free right now. But you believe a lie that is taking too long. I'm afraid, it tells you. I'm afraid to be alone. I'm afraid to sit in a room for 10 minutes, quiet, with no noise, with no anything. It is lying to you when it tells you that you're not going to make it, or you're going to leave this earth, you're going to die before you make it. You don't understand the depths of it. It's lying to you about everything. It is in you, your mind, and emotion, and lying to you. It lies to you to tell you that you're different than anyone else, so try to be like them. It lies to you to say that you need love. But most of all, I want you to know, for those men and women who are working on it, on themselves, it's lying to you that it's never going to end. And if you can just see that, a glimpse of that, and just don't believe it, meaning don't give it any action at all, any support, it'll be over. And once it's over with, you'll be able to get up in the morning, clear mind, a peaceful heart. You would go in there and make that breakfast if that's what you need to do. You'll be able to go to work, face your boss, face anyone, and just do your work without any thought of fear or worry or jealousy or anything. You'll be able to just get up and live. If you truly can see that it's lying to you. Other people's issues are not your issues. Their issues are their issues, and that the same thing that's lying to you is lying to them. If you only can see this, and you can if you just watch it and do nothing about it. You would never think about having a life with no fear at all. You only have fear because you think something is going to happen, or has happened, or will happen, or whatever. It's lying to you, folks. Stay with it, stay with it. But let go and notice the fear of letting go. It tells you, well, oh God, what would happen if you stop thinking or worry? It's lying to you. It always give you if this and if that. What about this and what about that? Just imagine if you never thought about winning, if you never thought about winning, you would never think about losing. If you never thought about losing, you would never think about winning, and you won without thinking about it. This thing that lives in your mind and emotion and deceive you, it has an opposite side to everything. It tells you that you're unattractive. Now you got to try to be attractive, it tells you. It tells you that you have no friends. Now you got to go make friends. It always gives you both sides, two sides. The truth doesn't. The truth just is. There's nothing to compare it to. There's no opposite of the truth at all. It just is, and that's how you will live your life. So don't give up. It is trying to deceive you that you're not going to make it. You will make it. Matter of fact, and you've already made it and don't know it. It's been made for you. But all human beings, until they start to work on themselves, male and female, are addicted to thinking. We've been trained to think by our parents, by society, by our teachers, government, entertainment, everything. And all thinkers are miserable. They have no peace. But I just want to encourage you, do not give up. And I really want to encourage you to just test those thoughts by not reacting, or just don't give them any attention. Be aware that they are tempting you, but do nothing. Beware that they're trying to make you judge yourself and others. Do nothing. Don't cooperate. And I want to encourage you to know that all those thoughts are useless thoughts about what you have or don't have, where you've been or haven't been, if you're going to win or lose. They're useless thoughts. Why not even say, no more useless thoughts? You can say that with being aware, consciousness, and you will see them starting to leave you. They'll tell you, oh, your wife or your husband gonna leave you. Your girlfriend or your boyfriend, in the latest case, gonna leave. But if you didn't give it any support, it wouldn't matter if they left. Or if they stayed, you'll be just fine either way. They would tell you, oh, you can't let life just come to you. You can't let opportunities just happen, flow through to you. You got to do something. If you want love, they tell you, you got to love back. It's all both sides are wrong. There's only one thing that real exists, and that's the truth. And the truth is always right here, right now, all the time. It's not in failure or success. It's not in past or future. So stay with it. Some people tell me all the time, oh, man, just it feels so off. I feel so afraid not thinking. When I realize I need to stop thinking, fear come through me, they say, in my body. That's not you. That's it. It is afraid. It feel fear because it got to leave you, and it doesn't want to. The false life, the false identity. And if you want to be free, and you can, you got to let it go. You got to stop participating in it. Never judge yourself or anyone else again and see what happens. Why don't you do it just to see? And see how you're going to be trembling in your boots and see that it's not you trembling, that this thing doesn't want to let go. It doesn't take a lifetime to be free. It takes right now. All right? It's a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil. And evil has made a home in you. When you were a kid and you were subject to the evil in your parents, you didn't know. You didn't know how to deal with that hell. You were innocent. You were young and immature. But the truth is with you. It loves you. And the truth will make you free if you want it. But you got to let things just happen. And stop fighting. Don't fight with it, the darkness, the illusions, and don't fight with others. Lay your weapon down. It's interesting. And everyone who are working on themselves, truly watching the no-self, not self, the illusion, going through the exact same thing. The spirit of the lie is telling them everything, everyone the same old thing. You're not going to make it. It's too hard. Give up. It's lying to you, all right? It's your enemy. And life is within, not without at all. Live from within. And just let it happen. And the more you let it happen, the easier it's going to get for you. For those who are so identified with false self, it just seems like it's going to be forever. It's not going to be forever. Don't hold on to anyone or anything. Possess nothing. Because you're not in control of it anyway. Tear down those walls of thoughts. Stop believing them and going around in a circle taking advice from it. Just think about that. It is so amazing that our battle is not with other people at all. It's not outside at all. It's totally inside. But it tells us that it's outside. And other people tell us that that's your enemy out there. They're lying to you. What's going to happen to you when you stay with this is that no one will ever, 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 no matter what, no one will ever, 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 no matter what, but never. It's so, you would know for yourself. No one will ever, 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 never, ever, ever again cause you to think, believe, or accept that God is a mean God, that he is vicious, and that he kills, and he takes life, and that he do this and do that. He has never done that and never will do that because he is love. That is not in him. As you're going to see that it's not in you when you discover or remember the real you, you're going to see that you have never been mean and nasty and afraid and worried and jealous and into color and vicious. It was never you. You will see that, but you're going to see it by God because you and God would be one. And no one can convince you because you would be of his nature that he is any other way but love and light. He's just love. There's nothing else in him. He created you in his image, but you forgot when you were traumatized and you went into the darkness. All you got to do is let the light destroy the darkness by not participating with the darkness. I promise you, I'm telling you, I'm black and slow. And I have forgotten too, so I know what it means to be traumatized and to forget. The real you, and closing on this, the real you would never, as your Father in heaven, would never judge yourself or another person for any reason at all. Because you would have understanding, as your Father understand. You know, just imagine this. Some people think that God destroyed the earth and did all this mess. Why would God do something like that when he knows that it's not you? He knows that something else is driving you. That's why he sent his son. He sent his son because he loved you, and he knew that it wasn't you, or knows that it's not you. Isn't that amazing? You would never judge anyone because you would know and overcome what's been driving you. So don't give up. It's only taking a while, a long time based on clock time, because you still believe that it's you. You believe that that old nasty spirit that's out of control is you. It's not you. It's working through you to cause you to do the thing and feel the way you would ordinarily feel, but it's not you, all right? So don't be afraid. Don't worry. Don't listen to the lie that you're never going to make it. And you will be willing, without even trying or thinking, to stand alone and just live your life. And when people, places, and things come into your life, you'll enjoy or whatever, be grateful, but if it leave, you'll watch it leaving people, places, and things leaving, but you won't be affected by it. You'll just see it leaving just like you saw it coming, and then you will see something else coming, being added unto you. Life was not given to you for you to put any effort into making it work. It was freely given to you, and it will freely work for you if you allow it to. But you won't let it. All right, so stay with it, men and women around the world. No matter what anyone else says, you wish them well by not judging them, and you move on with your life. And if they don't want to play with you, they don't want to play with you. That's fine. That's the hell in them. And you will understand that, all right? Stay with it. Stay present. Always know where you are and what you're doing at all times. Always know where you are and what you're doing at all times. And that's what it means to pray without ceasing. And have no other God but this one God that is in you and above. That's all you want, you need. Because whatever you make your God, whatever, whomever or whatever, they will control you. Because they're evil. You make them your God. And those gods are going to always let you down because they're fake gods. They're in your mind, not in reality. All right? And it's so unfortunate in that this enemy within your mind, they have you think that your color is important. To a point that you fight over color. Think about that. You call me the N-word. You call me whitey. You call me whatever. And you get mad. You're just against me because I'm black. Can you get any dumber than that? Something that's going to fade away your color. You have made that your God. You have made your fears your God. You have made your worries, your jealousies, your envy, and your strife your God. Isn't that amazing? And that's why you won't let it go. What will I be if I didn't have my God of color, my God of money, my God of love, my God of male or female, my God of this and that? You say, what will I be if I don't have those things? You'll be free. You're fighting over color. You're fighting if someone want to break up with you. Let's say you're dating and someone want to break up with you. You want to fight. How dumb can you get? Why do you want to fight because somebody broke up with you, your wife, your husband, your wife, your children, your family members, your friends, and? Okay, bye. But you want to fight because you made that your God. Who will I be if I lose you? I'll be lonely, you say. I'll be afraid. I will have fear. You're lost. You're believing a lie. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of life, true life, is in you and not outside of you. Only have one love, and that is God. And love your enemy by not hating them. I'll be right back. A break already that I can't believe. I'll be right back. You can't run from evil within yourself or outside of self. You got to deal with it. And you need good in order to deal with evil. And God is good. You need to return to the Father And you'll see within you, he will fight the battle for you. And he will fight it without, because he will show you how to deal with it. And you will have no fear. Love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, along with nothing else. Nothing else means yourself, your children, your wife, your things, your ego, your reputation, and all that. You can't care about any of that. The children of anger will use it to control you. But if you love God, he will renew your mind, and none of those things will be before him. And so when they go after you, oh, well, you may take my body, you may take my things, but you're not going to take my soul. And that's a true reality. Tuesday. That music is beautiful. Reminds me of the good old days. Amazing. I want to get to some super chats and your call, but first I want to show you an example of what happens in every human being's mind. Everyone. Until you start to wake up to the reality of what's going on. And that is just a thought. It's not true. It's simply not true. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And your enemy is within. But your enemy keep telling you that it's without. That person over there made you feel this way. That person over there did that to you or this to you and made you feel this way, good or bad, according to you. You blame somebody else. There should never, ever, ever be not 1 ounce of emotions if somebody want to break up with you or don't want to play with you or don't invite you to the party. Or treat you weird at the party, or don't want to talk to you. You should not, the real you, do not feel anything. It's a false you. According to this report from Grok and Boer Panda, I think that's Panda. James, is that Panda? Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Derek. BoardPanda.com. I never heard of it. According to these two reports, on September the 3rd, a female allegedly went on a second date with a man at a Louisville pub to turn him down. And if this is true, and she went there on a second date to break up with him, turn him down, or whatever they call it, according to a report, the guy got mad. Why would you get angry if somebody want to break up with you? Think about that. Tell me why. You listen to the lie. I love her. I don't want to break up. I'm going to be lonely. I'm going to have to beg you to please stay and come back. Give you money to keep you. And you get mad. Watch this. If this is... according to the report, it was their second date. It was this guy's second date with this female. And she went on the second date to turn him down, to break up with him. Watch this from X.
Yeah.
So, according to a report from Grok and BoardPanda.com, this lady went on a second date with this man, and it turned violent. Amazing, huh? While most demanded the man be sent to prison, some users claim his actions were in self-defense. So some people are saying that when he threw the beer on, what appeared to be beer on her, and slapped her or whatever he did, she was about to do it to him. So he, according to some people, he was defending himself. Isn't that amazing? Just think how perfect and right it would have been. First of all, if she wanted to break up with him, or went on a second date to do it, he just said, oh, okay, it was fun while it lasted. I wish you well. Goodbye. That's the natural and the right way to do it. There was no reason to fight. But this is what human beings do because they believe they're deceiver. The deceiver telling you right away, oh, God, I'm going to be lonely. I'm going to be hurt. I dare this heifer break up with me. Amazing, huh? It's a spiritual battle, folks. And you've been lied to. I've been lied to. Every human being on the planet has been lied to. In your mind, all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And you start catching yourself when thoughts come and it starts to rationalize things and makes you think, well, this is that and this is going to happen. And notice how you caught up in a wall of thoughts. And now you're going along with it. And when you catch it, stop. Shock the thoughts. Shot the devil, and he will leave from you. Leave from you. All right, but you got to, I can understand you may get caught up for a minute, but at least catch yourself going from one to another one. Catch yourself at some point and stop. You should not be fighting over anything, and especially a breakup of any form. Super chats.
Over on X, Protagonist says, greetings from the Republic of Turkey, Lee.
Amazing. Thank you. Heard around the world. Thank you.
Lin Yenshin said, the devil told me that he told her to send that boy out the house or he going to stop that sacrifice of the babies.
Okay, I don't get it at all, but thank you, man. I appreciate that.
I think it has to do with Lindsay Clancy, what the devil told her send the husband out.
Lindsay Black?
Or he's going to... No, but he is... Lin Yenshin is black, and Lin Yenshin is speaking his Jamaican language.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. What the... I appreciate it.
No more thoughts. You may recall asked about being good soil instead of thorn bushes or desert. He keeps feeling like he's sliding back. He seemed to be sliding backwards aimlessly. I have trust I'll be fine, but I don't be doing much. Don't seem to be doing much or even have the will to better my circumstances in life. And you asked him to call you.
Right.
Because you don't know what he means.
Right.
And he gave a follow-up coffee saying, I don't even know what I mean. I guess the thoughts fooled me to identify with the examples of failure Jesus gave in his parables. Just frustrated, I don't see anything to do in life. He says, no more thoughts.
And no more thought. What I want you to know, think about this. No more thoughts. If there is no you, who is falling back? Who is falling back? If you don't exist, how can you fall back or move forward? So, I don't quite know what you mean by falling back, but if that's what you mean, you just stay present and don't worry about it. It'll tell you that you're falling back. Don't believe it. That's part of the lie. That's your enemy. You're falling back. Now, if you have stopped working on yourself, you stand out of the light, that's a different story. You just went back into hell, that's all. I wish you well, though. Not quite clear, but I wish you well. Thank you.
Half Black Tony, thanks for staying tuned on Labor Day, Jesse. Amazing.
Amazing. Right on, and thanks for your support on Labor Day. Thank you.
Little Paycheck, welcome JLP show member.
Right on. Thank you, Little Paycheck. What?
Conspic Mom says, look up Constance Fisher from Maine. 1954, she drowned her three children, then released, then remarried back to her beta hubby, then drowned three more children. I hadn't seen that story.
The demon is busy. What the? Amazing. Thank you. I've not heard. I don't remember hearing of that. Maybe I did and just don't remember it, but okay. Thank you.
An American serial mass murderer, according to Constance Margaret Fisher, born Cirois, 1929 to 1973, diagnosed with paranoid schizophrenia. She killed her children in Maine in 1954, and she killed three more of her children in 1966 after she was released from several years in a mental institution.
Wow.
Deemed unfit to stand trial.
Nothing is new under the sun. According to WBAL-TV, an Illinois mother had become very invested. This female became, according to this report, became very invested in the high-profile Lindsey Clancy's murder trial before prosecutor says she killed her two sons on Tuesday. Watch this, CBS Chicago.
Unsettling details are coming out about what happened inside this Frankfurt house. This is where prosecutors say Corey Walsh killed her two-year-old son. The mother is charged with first-degree murder after a neighbor found the boy hanging in the basement on a device from a rafter. He died from asphyxia. Court records revealed one other child, an infant, was present in the home at the time and unharmed. Walsh, who's now sitting in the Will County Jail, was found in an upstairs bathroom in a pool of blood with cuts to her wrist and thighs. In court records, Walsh told officers she did this to her baby because he was a devil and the Antichrist. She even gave details of how she killed her son. It turns out Walsh had become very invested in the Lindsey Clancy murder trial.
Amazing. Not two son, but two-year-old son. My bad. I said she killed two of her sons, but it's a two-year-old son. Prosecutor said the mother had sent texts about Clancy's case shortly before the incident.
Declare mistrial.
On Friday, a judge declared a mistrial in Clancy's case. Prosecutors say Walsh was texting about the Clancy case Tuesday when the jury was still deliberating before taking her son's life and trying to take her own. CBS legal expert Irv Miller says those messages are key.
That'll be the first thing they say in opening statement, the first piece of evidence they introduce, and the first and last thing they say in closing argument. That's how important it is.
Prosecutors say Walsh planned it out, yet her attorney tells CBS Chicago it is also a tragedy in that Corey herself was experiencing a psychotic episode at the time this happened. It is our hope that through a thorough presentation and investigation of facts that all of us will come to see this heartbreak for what it is.
Now, we've learned it was a 17-year-old neighbor who discovered the two two-year-old boy and his mother trying to take her life. The teen was able to get the knife away from Walsh, but despite CPR efforts, she could not save the boy. Walsh will make her first court appearance after the Labor Day holiday.
Amazing. Now do you see that this is hell on earth? This is hell inside of human beings. And the hell, name it, give it a nice little name, psychotic episode. It is psychotic, but it's evil. Postpartum. It is postpartum, but it's evil. The heart is wicked, and you believe it's you. That's why you won't let it go. That's amazing. So I had not heard of that case, Hank.
Yeah, this woman, Constance Fisher from the 50s and 60s, killed three children and then three more of her children. She was deemed unfit to stand trial after that second situation, hospitalized in a state hospital, escaped in 1973 again, and died in an accident shortly afterwards.
What the? And this is, when was this?
50s in 54, killed three of her children in Maine. And then in 66, after she was released, killed three more of her children in 1966.
Amazing. Now do you believe me when I tell you the gates of hell come through the woman? It's not her, of course, but it's the hell that's in her. And ladies, drop your anger, overcome the hell. You can do it. Drop it. Forgive your mama and your father. And you shall be forgiven. You will be forgiven. Matter of fact, you will be forgiven. You'll be free. You start to overcome hell in your mind and emotions. Stop pushing emotion, ladies, as something normal. That's not normal. And then try to tell men to be emotional. You're setting them up because you are listening to your devil. Your God, the devil. Emotions are not good. And then you start naming them postpartum emotions. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Crazy. And he got back with her afterwards.
What an idiot. Talking about loving his hell outside and inside of somebody else. Amazing.
Nick Monty 9794. Amazing.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you for your support.
Weeba. No message.
Thank you, Weeba.
Aaron M., the anchor baby, took the day off. What a beta. Laughing face with tears. Face palm.
What the?
The anchor baby didn't do his show on Labor Day. Talk about no labor. What a socialist. Amazing.
He is part Cuban, I heard. Bible Bot says, how many cups of punchy coffee does it take to wake up?
I'm telling you. Amazing.
P-U-N-C-H-I-E, coffee. Cornerstone on Cash App, the world gone crazy. Crazy face emoji.
Grandpa, tell me about it. Good old days. The world gone crazy. The anchor baby said his white was not coming out yesterday.
Yep.
So the foreigner came out, not the white. Amazing.
Electronics on site on Bond gave a super thanks, saying thanks.
Thank you for your support, helping us to do what we need to get done. I appreciate it.
Tom, three coffees. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Hey, Jesse, you know how you say two hoops and a holler from becoming Jeffrey Dahmer? I got a new one. One little fantasy from becoming Lindsey Clancy.
Same. Amazing. Thank you.
Commander Kim, a few on Rumble rants.
You gotta know how to rumble. Thank you.
September 6, 1620, the Mayflower departed from Plymouth, England, carrying 102 passengers for the New World, the purpose of the Separatist Puritans. This is a new super chat. Later known as the Pilgrims, was to escape persecution in Europe and establish a separate godly community where they could freely practice their faith.
Amazing. Thank you for that history lesson.
And Commander Kim says, 406 years later, what would our pilgrim ancestors think about America today?
I'm saying, they'd be like, what the?
Did we remain separatists and protect our faith and our children from secularism, or did we fall?
Amazing. Well, it looked like fall to me.
Commander Kim, sailboat and eagle.
Amazing. Thank you. I got to stop there.
Thank you, Coconut Meat. We'll read the rest later, y'all.
Amazing. Thank you. We read Coconut Meat. Mm-hmm. What was Coconut Meat?
That was the... I might have said Commander Kim on accident. I'm not sure. Coconut Meat gave the sailboat emoji and the bald eagle emoji.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you.
Let me go to Colin out of Texas. Colin, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. How are you, sir?
All is well.
Oh, it's good to hear from you, man. I hadn't called you in a while.
Right on.
Sorry, one second. Can you hear me?
I can, yes.
Okay, one second here. I got it. There we go.
Are you on a Bluetooth or something?
No, it's a bit, there we go. My work truck kept trying to grab the phone, so I just killed it.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
So, yes, sir. Reason for my call is, well, shout out Chad, shout out Pastor Chatelet and Tara and Saucy and Jules. Reason for my call is, I've just been struggling a lot lately, going back and forth between my old ways and trying to overcome my thoughts. You know, been still a lot of stuff in life changed recently in the last couple of months. Like, I got my first house at 40, got a nice little place, got my little place, my little business. and I bought what I could afford and, you know, the Lord made a way for me, and I didn't think it was possible. And I got I switched jobs, still in the same industry, but with a different company, and I'm much happier and thankful and blessed. But, you know, I still struggle with, you know, anxiety and fear, especially sometimes when it's like performance based or work related. I get fear in the morning about going to work. And I smoke pot, so I feel like that has a bit to do with it, and sometimes maybe that's why I turn to that, because I'm anxious with these thoughts, and I'm trying to come back to God, and I'm like always wrestling with myself, you know, with these thoughts. And it's true, like the devil brings stuff up from the past, you know, sometimes painful memories or something, and be like, oh, you did this, and then I'll shout out loud like, no, you know, or something like that, which is so silly. But I don't know. I mean, I should be grateful and thankful, because at the time when I bought the house, I wasn't smoking. So it was like, oh, well, look, see, the way's been made forward. Now, you know, now I'm here and I'm kind of falling in my ways, and I'm just, I don't know. It's like I'm always struggling with myself. Like, I want to come back, but I love my hell. But I want to come back and do what I need to do, but it's like I'm always slipping back into things.
And your question for me is what?
I guess, what am I dealing with and how do I overcome it?
Good question.
I mean,
can you hold? I know you're in your truck. Can you hold?
Oh, yeah, I can absolutely hold for you, Jesse.
Okay, let me take a break. The hate news is coming, not the fake news. And two more hours to go, I'll be right back. Shout out to Rumble. What the? Shout out, Rumble. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. We'll be right back.
There's some serious mess going on in this here old world. It is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. Tuesday, the 8th of September, A.D., 2026. And there is one line open. Hang tight, callers. Colin and others. JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats as well, y'all. We do see them. We appreciate them. And more great stories. It is hate news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network talking about that Amazon plane crash and Canada's retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods that are kicking in. AP, far-left extremist Associated Press, also talking about Canada's retaliatory tariffs taking effect. And there's a major escalation per AP. The Houthi attacks wounded 73 people in Saudi Arabia. And I don't know if that's related to the Iran war. Probably so, huh? If you want to call it a war. And also, a far right, they're calling it, according to the far left extremist, off the deep end, liberal, communist, even, perhaps, AP, call it a far right victory in Germany. The AfD reverberates across Europe. Interesting, huh? Nice. According to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, what we know about the Amazon cargo plane crash. Investigators working to determine why an Amazon cargo plane barreled past the end of a Miami airport runway. It was an overshot. It was not piloted by Anchor Baby. This happened on Sunday, striking vehicles and killing 5 people. Tracking data showed the aircraft smashed through the concrete barriers at about 130 miles per hour. Before reaching a 4-lane road, the 2 pilots were rescued from the cockpit, their conditions unknown, and at least 5 other people were injured. The plane's unstable approach now a key focus. The 32-year-old Boeing 767 airplane flew through a developing thunderstorm before landing when a sudden wind shift gave it a tailwind that may have made it harder to slow down, according to this CNN aviation analyst, all right? Some guy, or gal, maybe. Anyway, the pilots reported no problems to air traffic controllers, but crews have recovered the black box, which could offer critical clues about what happened in the cockpit. Interesting, huh? Anyway, Canada's counter-tariffs on U.S. goods take effect on hundreds of American products, went into effect at midnight. The duties range from 15% to 50% on about $20 billion worth of U.S. goods in response to our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's administration's levies on Canadian imports. The steepest tariffs on U.S. steel and aluminum could ripple across American industries, so say analysts. This is stuff that we sell to them. The impact may extend well beyond metals, with paper products and construction materials, home appliances, agricultural goods facing fresh duties. On Monday, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, threatened to ban sales of Canadian-made Bombardier jets unless the company begins manufacturing them in the USA, escalating an already bitter trade dispute between the two countries. Nice. The current trade war began, according to far-left AP, after Trump returned to office and imposed a series of tariffs on Canadian so-called goods, despite having negotiated and repeatedly praising the North American trade agreement during his first term. Many of those tariffs violate the pact, according to AP, okay? And the outcome could resonate far beyond Canada, showing other governments whether a smaller U.S. ally can withstand Trump's economic pressure. RBC Economics, the research arm of the Royal Bank of Canada, said the measures were unlikely to dent U.S. growth overall, but could hit some businesses hard. What a mess. So rates of 15, 25, or 50%. Cheese, appliances, clothing, cosmetics, farm equipment. Interesting stuff. We'll see what happens. I'll tell you about those Houthi attacks on Saudi Arabia, fires at oil facilities, 73 people wounded. But now back to JLP, hour two.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, and my brand new biblical question, why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. I died one time and ain't got to die no more. Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you got to run around, but you would still like to be listening to the show, yes, you can podcast. But you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. My favorite day, one of them. Yeehaw! Not because it's just Tuesday, but because it is Country and Western Tuesday. Amazing.
Bring back. Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the? Who let the dogs out?
Loose.
Amazing. What the? It's a spiritual battle. I want to go quickly back to Colin out of Texas, and Colin is struggling and dealing with issues. Colin.
Yes, sir.
When you say you're struggling, who are you talking about?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I guess maybe the part that feels like it's struggling is like the idea that I know what I'm doing maybe is like a crutch or a weakness, or that I'm running from something, or that I'm seeking something outside myself to, you know, try to fix what's going on inside myself. And maybe I recognize that, you know, as good as it feels, it's a temporary feeling. And that,
but who
you know,
are you referring to? Who are you talking about? Who feel these things? Who are struggling with these things? Who are doing this?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like, to your point, it's like there's maybe the spirit within us, you know, right from wrong. It's like you're doing something you know you shouldn't, or maybe that isn't as beneficial. Let's just take the right and wrong out of the equation so you don't unduly burdened.
Who knows right from wrong? Who are you referring to that knows right from wrong?
Maybe it's the Holy Spirit trying to lead me away from myself. Maybe that's what I'm struggling with.
But who you say you know right from wrong? Who know right from wrong? Who are you talking about?
I don't know. I mean,
who are
I
you?
I guess. Well, thank God I'm not my faults or my sins, because I've got plenty of those. But you know, those aren't who I am. Those are just
who are you?
I'm nobody to judge myself, but...
Colin, who are you?
I don't know. I think I'm struggling with who that is. Somebody who wants to be somebody else and somebody who is who they look in the
mirror. If you don't know who you are, why are you saying, I'm struggling and I think about my past or my future? I am having to... If you don't know who you are, why are you calling these things that are happening in your mind, you?
I don't know. Maybe it's because I feel like I'm the funny part is about people is I feel like we know less of who we actually are. And
feel like we know. You. Why are you well, calling?
I don't know. I feel like I know less of who I am and more of who I want to be.
So then maybe why do you say you struggle when you don't even know if it's you or not? Why are you calling it you?
I guess because thoughts are telling me that I should be somebody better, somebody else, and I'm struggling when I don't meet those thoughts and expectations.
And what would happen if you stop listening to the deceiver? If you never obey those thoughts again, what would happen?
Well, I think if I stop listening to thoughts, either good or bad, you know, ones with supposed good intentions of, you know, bringing me towards this type of path of life, or ones of bad intentions, either keeping me where I'm at, then I guess then I would probably be free enough to live my life day to day without being caught in thoughts, which sounds wonderful, to be honest.
Colin, what like would happen if you stop listening to the psychological, emotional thoughts? What would happen?
Well, I would just be living without any real care of what happened, I guess.
So why don't you do it?
Because I feel like I don't know. I mean, that's a good question, because sometimes, Patrick Chatelet in chat was like, oh, yeah, I stopped smoking pot.
Colin,
like 8 months
what
ago.
Would happen? Stay with me. What would happen if you stopped listening to thoughts?
Then I would just be, I guess. I'd be at peace, at least that much, I know.
Why don't you do it and find out?
So just try, first off, just try to just not belong to any thoughts, whether you believe they're good or bad.
Why don't you do it and find out?
Well, I'll give that a shot. I've been doing the silent prayer in the mornings and, on and off at night, but definitely in the mornings, and during the day I'll stop and if I'm struggling. So,
Colin, why don't you do it and find out?
I guess I feel like I want to do it. I feel like I try to every day, but I'm always like in and out of my head.
And you don't see clearly that those thoughts are not you or yours at all?
I do. They can happen, and then I might catch them like right after they happen. You know, like if I think of something, and then I'm like, you know, I might shout like no or something, but then I'll catch myself like, nope, we're not going to do that. I'm not going to let the devil, like, bring me back into that, you know, part of my past or maybe something that just came up and, you know, taunting me with that thought.
But you, know, there, you have no past.
Yeah. I only have things that have happened to me in my life.
You have no past at all. It's just an illusion, and you still believe it, and you won't tell me why you won't just... You heard me say all thoughts are all lies all the time. What is preventing you from just not cooperating with them at all? Because you're cooperating with them and you're feeling the pain, and now you're saying, poor me. I remember this happened to me. I remember that. I don't have this. You've heard me say that all thoughts are all lies all the time. why do you still cooperate with them instead of watching them and giving them no room at all, no support? Why don't you stop?
I guess sometimes I think I allow the thoughts to overwhelm me. It's like I understand everything you're saying. I repeat that to myself sometimes too, and it takes me out of my head. But you know, it's like I win some battles and then I lose some, and then so I feel like I'm just constantly in and out of it. Like I'm winning some, but I'm losing some. I'm rising above some thoughts, but then I get, you know, the devil catching me with the backhand, even though I missed the front hand.
What battles are you winning or losing? You win some, you lose some. Who is winning and losing?
I guess whatever I am is either sometimes overcoming my thoughts or sometimes giving into them. And the observer that is me sees that and judges myself for it.
And what self are you judging?
I guess the imperfect part of me that
Carla, let me tell you this, buddy. You heard me say, and it's true, there is no you. You're not those thoughts. You're not those feelings at all. And they are deceiving you to make you think is you, and you keep calling it you. I feel so bad. I feel so worried. I am not grateful. I am this or that. You're calling that to be not you. You're not the thought. It's just an illusion. It's not real. But because you're still participating, you're keeping this thing alive inside of you. Why don't you just stop participating? Why don't you see all thoughts at those thoughts as useless thoughts? They're useless. They're not good for anything.
Yeah, because even the good ones don't last either.
Because there's no such thing as good thoughts. All thoughts are evil. Emotional thoughts, afraid thoughts, love thoughts, past thoughts, future thought, your thoughts about yourself and others, they're all lies. They're not real at all.
Yeah, I guess I just needed to keep that in the forefront. Just remind myself that no matter what I'm thinking, they're all lies. Because I've said that to people before, and they're like, "What?" I'm like, "No. If you really think about it, they are the good ones bring you up just so you can fall back down. They're like you said, God is he's not above or below. He's at peace, and peace is, you know, without the ups and downs."
And why are you telling others that when you don't really understand that yourself?
That's a good point.
No, that was a question.
The answer to that is we often parrot things that make us, that reaffirm or affirm our own personal beliefs in order to make us feel better or to strengthen
our
own.
When you say us, who are you referring to?
I guess human beings.
Why are you doing that?
I think we all do that.
Why are you doing that?
I guess because it's false affirmation. It's seeking confidence in something maybe that I'm not truly confident in. So I seek to build my house on sand rather than a firm conviction and foundation that doesn't rely on, you know, anything outside or inside of me.
So why don't you stop and just let the life happen for you? It's not going to, the deceiver, the darkness is not going to leave your mind until you stop identifying with it. Just don't cooperate with it. Stay present so you can start catching those thoughts before they fall into any type of emotions. And you will see that they'll be gone. One day, they just won't be there anymore. They will have departed from your mind, from your house.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I want to encourage you, when you get those thoughts and you're aware that you have them, just say, I see that useless thought. That's a useless thought. because it served no good purpose at all. It's useless. You don't even need it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't really add anything. It's not like my life was better before or after the thought.
Your life is fine. It's just you don't know it because you believe in the lie that your life is not. Your life is perfect.
Yeah, like my brain's like, oh, what's the next thing to worry about? And even sometimes if it worries about something, I'm like, why are we worrying about that? That's stupid. It's just another day at work. Why are you anxious? There's no reason. They don't even make sense to me is what I'm getting at. Like, I totally understand what you're saying.
Well, stop cooperating with them, and they're not going to like it. They're going to become real, real afraid. And they're going to tell you, oh, no, you got to do something. But don't do it and see what happens. Just do it. Stop participating. You only need thoughts to drive your truck, unload your truck, load the truck, go to work, go home, make food. You don't need thoughts for any other reason but practical reasons.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I got a lot more, or there's a lot more thoughts occurring around me than I need to. So.
When I encourage you, man, to just be aware that they're there, but do nothing about it, shaking mm-hmm. your boots, doing nothing. And you will see that it's just an illusion. It's not real.
Thank you. And I can't thank you enough for your show and stuff. And I catch, you know, one of the crazy thoughts, man, is I'll see your stuff pop up on Sunday and I'll be like, oh, Jesse's having church. But my brain will be like, man, you don't want to go to, don't tune in to Jesse's church because you've been, you know, doing nothing but sitting at the house over the weekend, smoking pot and doing this. Why do you want to be a hypocrite? You know? And I'm like, that's a dumb thought. Like, it's the same thing with the silent prayer. It's like, well, you shouldn't say that. And I'm like, no, that's dumb. Even if I could just sit next to God on a bench, I'd want to, even if we didn't talk, because at least I'm at peace and I'm not denying myself that, because the devil just want to deny you that. Oh, you're not worthy. He don't want to hear what you have to say. Why would he make space on his bench for you when you've been nothing but a heathen?
Well, Colin,
like, well, if I don't.
Colin.
Yes, sir.
Stop participating. You are not required to participate with thoughts at all.
Thanks, Jesse. I have one last thing. My dad was alive, but he passed in 2021. I did forgive him, like, to his face, and then I called my mother a couple years later after I found your show. And I forgave her and told her the same thing, like, hey, you know, you told me this and that about my father, and it, you know, it was wrong because it shaped the way that I viewed him, and those views weren't my views, they were your views that you were imposing upon me, so how you saw him is how I started to see him. And anyway, so she took it well, and, you know, we have a good working relationship, and she still tries to be my mom sometimes, but, you know, other times I just tell her, like, hey, you know, I appreciate that, but I'm an adult, you know, I'm a man and I'm going to do this. And I understand where you're coming from, but, you know, I'm going to do this and there's no reason to worry. You know, you're not my mother anymore. And you did well and I'm good and capable of taking care of myself. So, that's good. But I guess my last question, cause I want to keep it pithy. I have a brother and, we don't talk much and we never had a good relationship growing up. I know you're always talking about going and forgiving, and I've thought for a long time about maybe forgiving him for judging him because he kind of left the family and he never really showed up, and he just doesn't want anything to do with the family, and he used to be angry at us and stuff, and I think I judged him when I was younger, and after listening to you I kind of realized maybe, you know, what was driving him was driving me, and it was wrong for me to resent him in some way or fashion. And so I was wondering, is that something that's maybe holding me up? Because I've tried to talk to him on the phone, but it just doesn't, you know, I've one time tried to bring it up and it was funny. It was like, oh, he cut me off right before I was about to bring that up and talk to him. So is that something that I should be doing?
No.
Because he don't want it.
No. Your brother had the same parents you had. And that's why he left. Uh-oh. He resented them as much as you do. Just understand that. He resented his mother. He hated her. And he doesn't want to be around her. And so just don't hold that against him, because you had the same parent. And you move on with your life. Don't bother him. Leave him alone.
Okay, so I don't need to, like, try to go and forgive for...
No. You understand he had the same parents. He was dealing with the same spirits that you were dealing with.
Yeah, and I mean, he didn't like me much either growing up. So
right,
kinda...
because you were mama's boy.
Yeah, maybe, actually. About that.
So don't your only issues now are your belief thoughts. Just stop cooperating with them. All right.
Okay. Yeah, I've noticed that, man. When I start to do that, like when I don't fight like smoking, like it just tends to disappear. But when I try to fight it, it sticks around. You know.
So why don't you stop fighting? Since you know what is better not to fight it, why don't you just stop?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna do that, because I know what works.
You go into silent prayer every morning and night.
I need to do it at the end of the night, but yeah, every morning. I know you laugh at this, but I sit in the shower every morning for about 10 minutes, because the shower helps keep me present.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Not every night. This is a simple answer: is no, sir.
And how are you expected to stay in the light if you go into the darkness like that by not doing it? How would the light help you?
It won't if you're not present and you don't start and end your day with it. It makes it very difficult.
All right, buddy, you got your work cut out.
I do, but at least I'm honest. I'm not hiding behind anything.
Well, you stay with fade it. Stay is with a fade. It. Stay with it.
Thank you, Jesse. I hope you and your crew have a great rest of your day. Shout out, Beta Back, Kate. Shout out.
Let me
shout
know.
Out Derek. He black. Shout out Kurt. He's still with us.
Yes. He's the producer. Amazing. He's producing the Punch and TV Bill show.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it. And thank you so much, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Take care now.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Germany and talk to Joseph. Joseph. You are on the air. No, Joseph. All right. Hold on, Joseph, just in case you're on mute. Hey, I forgot to ask him what it was. It probably one L, Hake. Let me go to Ben out of Canada. Ben, you are on the air.
Hello?
Hey, Ben.
Hello. How are you?
All is well.
I wanted to ask your opinion about something. Sometimes I talk to my friends. We recently talked about it. What do you think about, like, guys that want to get married? Should they be concerned about a woman's body count?
Are you talking about yourself?
Just in general, it's just like a discussion that me and my friends sometimes we bring up.
What's a body count? The number of people they kill?
No, we're referring to like how many people like a woman has slept with. And like the reason me and my friends would discuss this, it's because even like in high school, by the time a girl gets like to 18 years old, even like Christian girls tend to get like 10 guys that they sleep with.
Oh, I see. Why is that any of your business at all about what someone else does?
Because often it affects the relationship, and the girls, they never really forget the first guy that they get with.
But why is that your business?
That's for a discussion that like that me and my friends, we have when we discuss about getting with someone if we are to get a girl.
Do you discuss how many women you've been with before you got with, which is more important, how many men she's been with or how many women you've been with before she married you?
I believe it's more important how many people the girl has been with. But
why?
I'm personally, because a woman's brain and body, the way it works, it gets more fixated the way it adopts a man. A man, he's more of like built to be a giver, while a woman is built to be more so of a taker. That's why she's like meant to be with the husband who can control her.
Why is it not as important to you and your friends that how many women you've been with? Because men become addicted to women too, the same way women become addicted to men when you have sex. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I agree.
It's no different than what the women are feeling.
Yeah, I agree.
So why is it not as important to you about how many women you've been with as it is how many men she's been with? A woman don't want a man that's been with a dozen women like a man don't want a woman who's been with a dozen men. Yeah. Why is one more important than the other?
Well, I'm personally like a virgin myself, right? I've never like slept with a woman.
Right.
But for me, it's still more important. Like the way I understand it is because I've noticed there's like different, because like behaviors for women that have less bodies, it's almost impossible to find one who's a virgin. And it seems like girls that have been with more men have more demons in them.
Can you find is it hard for find men who are still virgins?
You're more likely to find men that are virgins today by the age of like 25.
Why is
than
that?
Women. It has a lot to do with how like socially things have changed and people are more evil today.
Oh.
And in the past, it used to be more common where men were more or less likely to be virgins and women are more likely, and used to be shameful. Like even when I talked to my dad, and he's much older, he's like in his 60s.
So let me just say, because of time,
sure.
I would recommend you not even think about that. If you seek what's right first, love what's right, God, with all your heart, soul, and might, along with no one else or nothing else, and then love your enemy. Don't hate anyone. And if it's meant for you to date and get married, God's going to give you a woman that would be perfect for you. It'll be made for you. And all those concerns wouldn't even be a concern for you at all. But if you go out looking for your woman yourself, you're going to always pick the wrong one, and she's going to pick the wrong man, and all you're going to ever do is fight. You're not supposed to even be thinking about that at all. You keep your eyes on yourself, and it will help you to see why people are doing what they're doing, and you won't judge them.
Right.
So I wouldn't be concerned about that. Are you working on yourself?
Yeah, I am.
Have you forgiven your mother and father?
Yeah, I've done that.
Oh,
I did it probably when I was like around 18 years old.
How old are you now?
I'm 24.
Right on. It's cool that you're a virgin. You stay that way. And are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Yeah.
When you stay with that, and those concerns will not be a part of your life at all. Those are concerns are for the guys who are judging. And who put the woman first. They made the woman their God.
I'm not really concerned about it. I just mostly wanted to hear how you would comment about this, because this is something that a lot of young guys, they talk about. Who are around my age, because they've experienced a lot of times they either have been with one or two women or they're virgins like me by like the age of 25. Even like people that are near 30s are still like virgins. And it's just like, it's just a discussion some guys are curious about, and I wanted to know.
Oh, okay.
You know,
when they say that come up among your friends group, just tell them that should not even be their concern. They work on themselves. And the right woman will be put in their life, it'll be perfect.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree with you. You're right. Yeah. They shouldn't be judged. It's just something of their own business.
Right. Call me again, Ben. I got to take a break. Back in a moment. And I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Like these videos. Like. Hit the like button. 1, 2, 3. Hit. Now you tell me. Hate just sent me a note. Hit the like button, all right? Thank you all for your support. Check out the merch. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. And we have coins we're selling. We're celebrating the 250 years of America. Every time you buy one, my face is on it. Isn't that amazing? And watch this. Watch this. You see. Hi, I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. 2026 marks 250 years of America. And they have put my face on this beautiful silver coin to commemorate this occasion. That's amazing. Call 800-411-2663. That's 800-411-BOND. Grab yours now before they are gone. Amazing, huh? And, we only had a few. We only made 250. So they're going fast. Don't wait too late, all right? And every dime goes back to the work. It goes back into the organization. Also, Punchy's Coffee. Good coffee. It is so good. It makes you want to holler. Throw up both your hands. Na-da-da-na-da-da-da-da-da-da. And while you're drinking the coffee and looking at your beautiful silver coin, you can be reading amazing books. My books are amazing. And scam is only on, what is it?
Amazon?
No, you read it. I mean, yeah.
You're talking about The Antidote, right?
Yeah.
And that one's only available right now on Kindle.
Yeah, Kindle, my bad. We have to do a reprint on that now. So it's on Kindle. And then there's Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family and Financial Success Guide. A little pocket guide if you have a job and you kind of want to improve yourself on that or want to start a business or you have a business or neither. You're going to love it. Men and women, you're going to love it. A little pocket guide you carry around with you. And then From Rage to Responsibility. From Rage to Responsibility. And Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. Amazing books. And then we have the hats, the t-shirts, the mugs, the tote bags. Amazing merch. Every dime goes back to doing the work, so not only are you helping yourself, you're helping others. You're going to look good, feel good, and you're helping others. Thank you so much. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop or call 800-411-BOND. Let me go back to, are you doing your show, hey? Should I announce it or not?
I'm scheduled, but I'm not sure.
I was about to announce Haitians doing this show, and just before I was about, because I had asked during the break, he's like, yeah, I'm doing it. And then now he said, I don't know if I am. And so I don't know if Haight will be here at 9 a.m. or not. It's one of those ways to see things. But the American Anchor Baby is here today at 11 a.m. Pacific time. The American Anchor Baby on fire. All right? And so, but if Haight does not do his show, then the American Anchor Baby will be at 9 a.m. Right? American Anchor Baby? Okay, at 9. Oh, mess. Let me go back. Let me try Joseph again out of Germany. Joseph, you are on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse. How's it going, sir?
All is well, Joseph.
Sir, I called you maybe, I want to say 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. With my younger brother. And by the way, I'm black. He black. I really just called not to just say, hey, I got it all figured out from the time I called you in the past.
Right.
But I just wanted to call you and, first of all, thank you, because I feel like you were my gateway to me actually, when I go on the internet, actually seeking content that would enrich me and kind of help me kind of not be a young man that has like a victim mindset or go down a destructive path, because I sort of strayed away from God at one point, but I feel like I've been on a good path now. And it's funny because when I first saw your videos so long ago, and by the way, I'm 30 now, and I think I started watching your videos when I was maybe 19 or something like that.
Amazing.
And I've always had this thing where people around me, some of them don't understand me. Maybe they wonder why I behave the way I do. People have judged me, saying that I'm not behaving like they would expect a black person to behave. Yeah. But I never let that stuff get to me. And I remember when I called you at that time, that's when I faced one of my biggest fears was, even with my younger brother, by the way, he's way younger than me. We kept hearing you talk about forgiving our parents. And at that time, I honestly didn't know what it meant. And then I called my parents and I forgave them. And that's when I called you 6 years ago to tell you about it. And ever since then, it really changed. And I'm going to be honest, I did hold a lot of resentment against my dad and my mom because of how, I guess, my life was, kept trying to compare it to other people's lives. And now that I'm here in Germany, because I got picked up for a job here, like the dynamic between me and my parents is so different now. My mom, she speaks to me with so much respect as I'm the first son. My dad, I just have so much appreciation and love for him. I don't think about all the stuff I wish he did when I was younger. I understand why he was the man he was when I was younger. And I hold like no resentment in my heart for him at all. Our relationship is so good now. We talk on the phone. They give me my space as a man. They don't question my decisions anymore. And again, you were the gateway for that. That led me to reading Thomas Sowell books and just trying to get a better understanding of politics and everything. So I just want to say you're the gateway for that, and I want to thank you. And I know there are possibly other young black men that listen to you, and I just want them to know that we don't have to behave or think or believe in a way that other people expect us to. Like,
that's
we can
right.
be our own individuals.
Absolutely.
And again, I just want to thank you. I wish I had more time because I'm at work, but I hope I can call you again soon because I have some amazing stories of me since I've been in Europe, and I think you would find them very insightful and interesting.
So, right on. Well, call me when you can, and you stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. Just stay with it.
Yes, sir. And I hope we get more Savage Moment videos because those are some of the greatest videos on the internet.
Oh, yeah. They're amazing. Well, thank you, Joseph. It's good to hear from you, and you stay with it. Just stay
God bless
it.
You, sir.
All right, buddy. You too. Amazing. Bye-bye. Bye now. Amazing. You can overcome the fallen state if you want to. if you don't overcome this stuff, it's only because you love it. You want to be miserable. You want to live in hell. You want to blame others for your thoughts and emotions. You love it. This is why you shouldn't judge anyone, because every adult, everyone, has the life that they want. And you have the life you want, and you have no right to judge. God doesn't judge him. God leaves people right in their hell. And he's okay with it, because that's what you want. You don't have to be unhappy, folks. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be lonely. You don't have to be sad. You don't have to be feeling guilty about anything. You're doing it because that's what you want. And you have a right to. Let me go to Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, you are on the air.
What's going on, Jesse? Everybody in their mama will listen to Jesse Lee Peterson's show for knowledge today, brother.
Amazing. Thank you, Rick. What the?
Hey, I hope you guys had a wonderful Labor Day weekend, man. Went by so fast, man. But you know, once Labor Day passed, it signaled and indicated to the end of summer.
That's what it means?
Most times, that's a tradition.
I don't like that. I want to say summer and daylight all year.
Same here. Jesse, I feel you, my brother, because I was born in the summer, so I love summer.
Yeah.
But traditionally, it signals an end to summer, because like I said, right now, what is it, September 21st, fall comes in.
Right on.
I think it's 21st or 22nd, but anyway, I wanted to address real quick. You know how men talk about women body counts?
Yes.
You got me one call. The reason why a lot of times, but I'm like you, just how you said, you don't want a man with a high body count either, nor a woman. But why most men focus on women's work is women tend to be emotional and get attached.
But men That's become, why, but like you said, when men have sex with women, they become attached too.
Agreed.
It's no different. They both. And then they start looking for other women, and more and more and more. They can't.
Agree.
They can't get enough.
And yes, I agree totally with you.
So in the same way that men become attached, women become attached too. It's the same spirit.
Exactly. I agree. I'm saying that's what most men. It's like same thing. If you marry a porn star male or a porn star female, both of them had high body counts and been with a lot of people. Like you said, what's the difference?
Right. Absolutely.
You know, but most times they say that women tend to grow more attached to men. But like sex is addicting. And like I said, it affects both people.
Yes.
That's the issue, you know. And I agree. I tell my daughter, too, I say, don't become a baby mother because your dating value drops severely. And don't marry no man that got 4 or 5 baby mamas. Where are you laughing at, Jeff?
How old is your daughter?
I'm being true. My daughter, she's 18.
Oh, okay. Right on.
You know, and like so they try and make it seem like, matter of fact, there are cases, if you apply for a job that's like this, they find you a former porn star, a lot of times you can't work with kids and they don't want you in the medical field.
Amazing. The world is hell on earth. Amazing.
Hey, you know what, too, Jesse? You right. Oh, if I can come in on one more thing before you let me go.
Yeah, real fast.
What do you think about that case in Massachusetts, man? That lady killed all 3 of her kids, man.
Who was that?
I think she should get the death penalty. The lady that killed
Lindsay.
3 of her kids.
Lindsay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
It's evil. It's pure evil.
I think she should get the death penalty.
Well, I know it's evil. I know they should not be letting her out again for what she's done, because if they do, she's going to repeat it. She's angry and out of control.
That been a man that killed them 3 kids like that, Jesse, I guarantee they'd be ready to crucify him on a cross as soon as he done it.
Oh, yeah. If it was a man, it'd be over.
He'd be already crucified on the cross.
And there were some women who were trying to
kill twice.
There were some women who were trying to blame her husband for what she did.
Yeah! He ran down the stone! doing is like trying to be kind to us while I get her some groceries, and while she sent them on a long trip, she in there strangling all three kids. That's a slow death, man. When you strangle somebody, that is really evil. You know, and it's crazy, Jesse. Man, it's all.
Hold on, Rick.
Hey, Rick, I said the fact that men kill more people per capita means we just can't help it. We just can't help it. Nobody's guilty. We're crazy.
You know, there's a time to kill, James, you know.
Well, I wasn't talking about I was talking about actual legitimate murder.
Oh, okay. They don't give us that's the statistic right there. Don't give us a break right there. They already think we're killers.
Amazing. Rick, I got to run. I appreciate it. Good to hear from you, man. Yes,
thanks for taking my call, man. Love you, brothers, man. Keep up the good word there, Jesse. Hey, glad that Hank is back. And Nick.
Amazing. Thank you, man.
Thank God for all you guys that make the show possible. Love y'all. God bless. Talk to y'all later.
And thank you for your support.
Yes, sir.
All right, Rick.
Love y'all. Be blessed. Bye.
Bye-bye. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first-time caller out of Illinois. Jeremy, you are on the air. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, how's it going?
All is well.
I'm glad to hear that. You deserve it. I appreciate your hard work, especially during the pandemic and those fragile years. But a few things I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
One is this new code. I'm going to pull it up right now. So I'll put you on speaker for a split second to read it, which is... Illinois Code 65-ILCS-5761, which is a legal dissolution and reorganization of the city of Chicago. So I don't know if you know anything about that. I don't, but I'm starting to learn about it. And apparently if you get 300,000 people to petition for this and then they vote for it, it would strip the government of Chicago out of power, freeze their financial accounts, and replace it with a county or state level or federal level. So anything about that, and then I also wanted to talk about Clancy a little bit. And
well, I have not heard about that code at all. Are you familiar with the Hake?
Nope. I just looked it up on the AI.
And what it says?
It doesn't say much. It doesn't say much different from what he just said.
No, I'm not familiar with that at all, buddy.
I think it's something that it's worth looking into, especially not just because it's under the Illinois Constitution, okay. Apparently. I looked up through AI, too, but I crossed it with a few other AIs.
Oh, okay.
And I'm assuming every city has that. So it's something that we should think about, that in all the constitutions, the people who set it up were smart, and there's probably a way. The biggest problem is not the decision if people would decide to take evil people out of power. It's the enforcement of the vote. Just something I thought about. Maybe someone knew more about it.
But no one is working on that in Chicago. You just know about it, right?
I literally just looked it up yesterday. I've never heard about it. No one's talking about it.
Yeah.
But I think it's worth talking about.
Yeah, I'm not familiar. We'll look into that, though. Thank you.
I have another couple things. One for that guy who is hearing voices. My best friend started hearing voices in his 20s. They put him in. It was because he got into drugs, and then he would have anger issues, and then they would put him into the psych ward and put him on different drugs and this and that. So what I learned from being homeless and from having anxiety attacks, panic attacks, and having to get over that at the age of 28 is our mind, like you were saying, Jesse, our mind actively works against us, right?
Yeah.
So it's the same thing with our thoughts. Like 90% of our thoughts are going to be negative. They're going to be bad. And it's definitely important to observe them. Like, you know, when it comes to meditation, you know, practice meditation. Don't take those thoughts serious. Take the good ones serious, but definitely understand that it's not you. It's your mind, and the mind is a product of the world.
There's no such thing as a good thought. All thoughts are evil. They just present themselves as good. If you, for example, if you get a thought and you feel good, they tell you that's good, but that's evil. Because the moment you start to feel good, now another one's going to come, and now you feel bad. And as soon as you feel bad, then another one's going to come, and you feel good.
if you're being promiscuous.
There's no such thing as good thoughts at all.
It's like a promiscuous mindset. You're allowing any thoughts in. You're taking all the feelings at once. No filter. And when you get a good thought and then you feel good, but you don't act on it, like the people who set up the Constitution or freed the slaves.
Yeah, you let
that was
pass.
Those were good thoughts.
Yeah. Did you have you forgiven your mother?
The mother and father. That's why I heard you talking to a few of these guys, and I have a big issue with my family. They're all narcissists. I did forgive my mother, my father. I forgive them all for me. I do love them.
Did you tell them that you forgive them, your mother, for what she's done to you?
Yes, but it took me like prying nails out of a thing to get her to acknowledge, let alone apologize.
What do you mean?
So it's like, okay, so when an abandonment is a form of abuse and then neglect and then having people around who are actually abusing people, that's all abuse. So she's supporting an abuser and then does the soft abuse and then doesn't ever acknowledge it while then marries another man who financially supports her her whole life.
And you go to your mother and told her that you resented her and you realize she couldn't help herself and you're wrong for judging her?
I did. You're only human. You're part of this world. You're only human. You only know so much.
What did you say to your mother when you went to her?
Jeremy.
I said to her, yeah, you're right.
No problem. Yeah. You're part of the world, I said. You know, and that you learn from everything else. You're in this world, so you only know what you know. But I had to explain to her that, like, you know, just because certain things are people aren't calling you out on it, no one else is going to call you on it, doesn't mean that you're right in the situation. Because no one else will call her out.
That's not forgiveness. You go to your mother when you realize that you do resent her and that you're wrong for judging her. The problem with you, she has her own issues, but she can't help herself. And when you see that you resent her and you're wrong for resenting her because as you couldn't help yourself, she could not help herself, then God will forgive you. You don't have to try to convince her of anything. You will be forgiven by God, and then go to your father and forgive him for not protecting you from your mother because your father loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with the hell of your mother. And so forgive him, then you'll be fine. But if you have not admitted that you were wrong for resenting them, you're never going to be free.
Absolutely. And there's levels to it, right?
Why haven't you done that?
I have.
Oh, yeah.
I've not done it. I've not practiced it as much as I should, and I need to feel it more when I do it.
You need to feel
I agree
what?
With you, but I practice it because I know it's the right thing to do.
What do you mean by
don't
that?
Don't hold hate towards anybody or anything.
Right.
It's unhealthy.
Yeah. But are you letting all those thoughts about that go?
But then if I bring them back in, I do, but if I bring them back in, they are still running on that script. Now, my mom's learning that I'm not the same person I was, so she talks to me different, and she's much more respectful now over the last 5 years. But I don't even talk to my dad, because literally, it's two-dimensional.
Why don't you forgive your father?
I do. I forgive him, but
did you tell him?
He was showing me faces of death at 3 years old. He allowed me to be sexually abused. He beat us. He liked to beat everybody, hurt anybody he can. Legally, he tried to murder me. Legally. You know, tell me to kill myself. There's a lot of stuff there.
You gotta forgive him.
I do, but it's for me, I forgive him. I don't talk to him because he continues to hurt me when I talk to him. So I don't talk to him anymore.
If you forgive him, he can't hurt you, and then you'll be done with him, but you won't resent him. Thank you, but I gotta take a break. The hate news is coming, not the faint news. And I'll be right back another hour to go. Thank you, Jeremy.
Your plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true. It's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. But the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father, because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So thank you all so much, right? People around the world donated to bond@rebuildingtheman.com, or they call 800-411-2663, and we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father.
Yeah.
some serious mess going on in this here world. Am I right or am I right? The Houthis attacked Saudi Arabia and they ignited fires at oil facilities and wounded 73 people, according to officials per AP. I've mentioned that last hour. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. We're going into hour three of Country and Western Tuesday, y'all. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be back to your calls. We'll get to your super chats as well, all right? On buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. On Cash App, Bond JLP, all right? As well as on YouTube, Rumble, Pilled.net, and other platforms, all right? If there are any other platforms by which you can super chat that I'm aware of. It is Hate News, Not Fake News, and Jesse Lee will be right back. And then, after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, either the Hague Report, which I'm not exactly sure, or American Anchor Baby. I've scheduled all my shows, so I'm planning to do it, all right? But we shall see. I was back yesterday with Big Bump. American Anchor Baby wasn't live yesterday, but he will be live today, either right after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, if I'm out, or at 11 a.m. right after Hake, if Hake is in. We shall see, all right? Playing it by ear. The attacks early Tuesday hit civilian and economic facilities, said Major General Turki Al-Maki, a spokesman for the Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen. The Houthi rebels, they claimed responsibility for those strikes over in Saudi Arabia, saying they were in response to recent Saudi attacks on the rebels across Yemen. This supposedly matters because the flare-up delivered a new jolt to a region already mired in conflict, bringing more uncertainty for the global economy. The fighting between Saudi Arabia and the Houthis threatens to squeeze shipping through the Bab al-Mandeb Strait, a critical route off the Arabian Peninsula for oil and global trade. It comes at a time when the Iran so-called war has nearly halted shipments through the Strait of Hormuz, a key waterway that moved about a fifth of the world's oil before the war. German vote. The German vote shows a rise of the so-called far right, according to the far-left extremist AP. Far right rising in Europe, they say, but it hasn't been a steady march. The first victory for the Alternative for Germany, AfD, because in German, Germany is Deutschland, AfD, in a state election has renewed fears. You scared? You afraid? Of the ascendant so-called far right in Europe as voters repeatedly vent discontent and mainstream so-called leaders grapple with myriad crises from so-called affordability to Russian aggression. While anti-immigrant, pro-Russian parties have made inroads across the continent in recent years of Europe, there have been notable reversals and some have softened their views to build coalitions with so-called moderates. The far-right leaders in Portugal and Austria celebrated AfD's win as they prepare for elections across Europe in the coming months. These will show whether the German vote was a watershed moment in the demise of anti-fascist consensus dating back to World War II, or the latest in a series of elections worldwide in which frustrated voters simply cast out incumbents. We shall see, I guess, whatever. Hawaii's hunkered down, meanwhile, in America, if you want to call Hawaii America, is bracing for the worst of Hurricane Lowell. L-O-W-E-L-L. Is that a woman's name? It doesn't sound like one. Maybe. With the storm expected to make its closest approach in the islands early today. Lowell, if it hasn't already, right? Forecast to remain offshore and weaken, but its expanding wind field could bring tropical storm force winds to the western islands. More than a foot of rain in some areas raised the risk of dangerous flash flooding and mudslides. Lowell is the third storm in just over 3 weeks to target Hawaii as El Nino supercharges the Pacific hurricane season. Hurricane warning in effect in Kauai and Niihau. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP. Hour three.
got to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. And hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, amazing biblical question. Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? An amazing question. And interesting responses too. I appreciate it. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just want to listen to the show, why it's happened, but you got to run around, do what you got to do, you can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday, and every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the?
Me. Who let the dogs out? Amazing. 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 A spiritual battle. 888-77-JESSE. I want to go to Tiffany out of Virginia. Tiffany, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Tiffany.
Good. I haven't spoken with you in a while.
Where you been?
I've been doing what you told me to do. You told me I need to take a break, so to speak, and just let everything just happen. Because I wanted to make the Boys and Girls Club and all of this other stuff. And we were like, just, I don't know if you remember. I'm sure you probably don't. But anyway, I was calling because it seems like, you know, I really focus on myself. And knowing that all of this stuff, you know, I forgave my parents. And I just, one day, something happened, and I didn't react. Like, really. I didn't ignore it like I used to. It didn't bother me. I was like, okay, this happened. So, because I used to feel like something was always going to happen, right?
Yes.
But long story short, I was invited to go to the Capitol, right, to do a private tour of the Capitol because I'm trying to get into, you know, making, like you, an advocate. You said let it happen, and it happened so easily, okay? I didn't force it. Nevertheless, I did it. I haven't been anywhere besides my maybe a four-mile radius in like 4 years, maybe once or twice out because I've been so afraid something's going to happen. I go, and when I do finally make this big trip with courage, a mentally ill person spat on me and my family on a train, and nobody stopped her. And then we got attacked on a platform. And I said, God, why did this happen? Like, you know, not asking why it happened to me. I'm trying to understand, like, I'm being at peace. I'm not, like, what is happening where it seems like I'm getting attacked? Like you said, it's a spiritual battle. So it feels like, you know, it feels like I got the God light on me shining or something, and the demons see it, and they're, like, getting crazy. And it's like they're coming to me or something ever since. So can you help me understand what that means?
You say you were attacked on a platform?
I was attacked on the train when we went to Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And a lady spat on us. Like, she, like, hopped to, she, like, a big, you know, she spat on us, and we told the conductor. Nevertheless, he didn't call the police like he said he would. And then when we got off the train, she was waiting for us, and she attacked my nephew. He was only, he's only 13. And my son is 7, and it was just traumatic for me. So my question is, why are these things happening? Is it like, should I just say, okay, it happened? Because it didn't bother me. I reacted accordingly, and it was just like, oh, we went to Washington, D.C., got attacked, and then I had some coffee. I had no emotion about it whatsoever. You know what I mean?
When you say that you were... It bothered you dramatically, or it traumatized you dramatically. What do you mean?
It means that what is God trying to show me?
Oh, God's not trying to show you anything. It's just that people are crazy. They're full of anger. And then, and I don't know that situation. I wasn't there, so I don't know why that person did that or anything like that. But people are angry now, and then the government is giving them free drugs. Psychiatrists and psychologists and counselors are giving them medication for spiritual issues. And they're already angry, so it just added to the problem. So you just ran into an evil person, angry person. But it had nothing to do with God. God's not trying to show you anything.
Okay, it was just a coincidence.
Yes.
Okay, because it was, I mean, like, of all the times, you know, I waited years. And then the one time I finally got the courage and say, you know, not to let the fear, like, nothing's going to happen. And sure enough, it does. Like, it's something that's always going to happen.
When you had not gone anywhere for 4 years, you say, what were you afraid of?
I had lost like 12 family members in a 5-year period back to back, including my son and my sister a day apart. And I saw my son dead on the ground. So everybody in my immediate family, I don't want to say everybody, about 8 people in my immediate family died like every year, 3 months, every 3 months somebody died. And so I was afraid to drive. Because I thought, like, we had, like, a hit list on our family or something, you know. So I was afraid to go outside. I was afraid to go to work. People were calling me, oh, stay away from Tiffany. She's the Grim Reaper. So I started having anxiety because I didn't want people to think, like, I'm the death touch. Our family is the death touch. Because, really, people was dropping like flies.
And you said you found your son. You saw your son dead on the ground?
Yes. He was moving into his first apartment, him and his girlfriend. And it was a robbery going on. When he was moving stuff, and he got caught in a crossfire when he's running away.
Oh, man. Do you live in a bad area?
No.
Okay.
No, it wasn't a bad area. It was, it's a good area, actually.
And so you thought that your family had bad luck, was a bad luck family, and that something may happen to you?
Yes, because it was a lot. My brother-in-law, he died at 2:00. On June, I think, 11th, and on that same day, our grandfather died at 7:00, and this was, like, 2 years after my son. It was, like, 12 people, seriously, like, everybody was dropped, and nobody had COVID, nobody was sick, it was just all random stuff, there was nothing that was connected to anything.
No, okay.
So, so I had the courage to actually go, you know, on the trip, and And the one time I did, you know, that happened, it's like, you know, they show it in the movies, people who are paranoid to go outside, and then the one time they go outside, a plane fall on them. That's how I felt, you know what I mean? So it's like, really? And I'm like, I don't want to go nowhere again. Because people are crazy. Me being out of, Jesse, I mean, for I've been watching TV and just seeing how the world has changed on TV. But when you go out in public, it really has changed. Like, why do they have these mentally ill people just walking around? I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Well, the government want that because they want you to be afraid. They want you to worry. They want human beings fighting one another. They want the confusion.
Yes.
That's what keep them in position of power, so-called power, and money. So that's why you're seeing it, because this is the way the government want it.
Yeah, and I'm like, I wish he was. I said, I can't call Ben Crump or nobody because it wasn't a white lady who attacked me. Because if she was white, she would be, we're trying to get justice for Tessa. Yeah, well, I'm like, you know what? She was black, so they don't care. You know how they are. They don't care about that. And I don't got no lawyer that want to, you know.
Oh,
and it's like, I, you know, the lady mentally ill, but still, y'all, they should have, you know, protected me. This was you know, the Amtrak train.
So are you afraid now? How you feel right now about everything?
I feel better now that you told me it was just a coincidence.
Yeah.
Because it was, you know what I mean? Because I'm like, you know, just think about it. You finally get the courage and then something like that happens. And not only to you, but to your child and to your nephew. Because my child, he was traumatized. He said, Mommy, the next time we go somewhere and somebody spit on us, just not say anything so they won't want to, you know. He was like, because we're non-confrontational people, we try to, you know, avoid conflict, you know what I mean?
How old is he?
7.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And she spit on him, and spit on him, my nephew, and myself. It was, I was like, oh my gosh, you know, the TV not lying. You know, well, they really are walking among us. So.
I've noticed that because of the insanity of human beings nowadays, mm-hmm. on those trains and things like that, there seemed to always be something happening. People fighting, people attacking one another, yelling and screaming out. It's not just happening to you.
It's happening to everyone.
Trains are just, you got crazy people living on those trains. Yeah. All kind of stuff. So,
like the lady from Bank of America, she was on a train.
Right.
She got stabbed.
It's best to watch your back when you're out and about, but don't be thinking God is trying to tell you something.
Okay. I feel a lot better. Because I'm like, you know, I'm trying to think, is it signs? Like, why did this happen? You know, trying to connect some stuff, and maybe it's nothing to connect.
Based on what you've said about that woman that did that, she was crazy.
Yes.
Are you still doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
I do the silent prayer in the middle of conversation sometimes. Because if I feel it get heated up, I just do my silent prayer. I'll be looking at them and I'll be doing my silent prayer. Because I even did the silent prayer when she spat on us.
Right on.
And I was banging my head on the door because I'm like, Lord, please, please don't let that ghetto come. Because I was, oh my gosh, Jesse, do you hear me? You know, it's all in the black folks. Like, when something like that happens, it's just like, Lord, ooh, calm down. Hold my mule. But I had to silence her. I do it all day, Jesse, I'm telling you. And just listening to you for a long time, I really paused for a while, all these months. Do the silent prayer. Don't let nothing affect me.
Right.
And I said, all right, I got to call Jesse. I said, I'm going to call him, make sure I get my words up because of time. You know how you are, because of time. So let me say one more quick thing.
Oh.
So because of time, one more quick thing.
Right.
I prefer the question you said. I prefer sacrifice over mercy.
The biblical question. Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? So you say you prefer sacrifice over mercy?
Yes, because if you do a sin or you do something that you feel is wrong and you really feel guilty about it, sacrificing shows in action your
your apology. You're like, God, or I'm so wrong that I did this. I'm going to sacrifice, I don't know, looking at TikTok drinking, you know, whatever the sacrifice is. You know, I'm just throwing anything out there.
Right.
But if you keep doing something over and over again, say, well, God, give me mercy. You're just doing it, and you know you're wrong, but you said, well, God's going to forgive me anyway. So that is like a cheap loophole for you to do wrong because you feel like God has mercy, and that, I don't like that.
Amazing.
You got to really, my grandma said, be a chill forgiver. Don't do something and you don't want to do it. You know, do something because you really want to do it. So if you really keep sinning and you know it's wrong, you're not doing nothing right. You're just lying to yourself.
Well,
so,
I appreciate your response, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
Okay. All right. Well, it was so good talking to you, and I feel a lot better because I really thought that he was trying to sell me. I thought I was in the Matrix. I'm like, he's trying to show me something.
No, it's a crazy world out there. That's all.
It is. You ain't never lied. You ain't never lied.
All right, Jimmy. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, you're welcome. Have a good day.
You too now. It's a spiritual battle. It's the same. And the world, human beings out there in the world, don't have the answer. The answer is not out there. It's not out there. Think about it. When the last time you seen the world solve any problems at all? Your experts and your psychiatrists and your doctors and your lawyers and your teachers and your family members and your friends and the educated people and all. When the last time they solved anything? It's in you. It's not outside of you. That's why I try to encourage you to look within, live from within. All right? And you'll be fine. You really will be fine. Just as Tiffany said, she didn't react to that incident. You stay present, you will overcome the world. All of your thoughts and emotions and your feelings, all that will disappear. Super, super, it will all disappear. But you got to stay present. You got to obey the law. You got to follow the law. And the law says, love God with all your heart, soul, and might. Pick up your cross and follow Christ. Forgive. I'm telling you, all the darkness in your mind will disappear. Now, other people are going to have it in their mind, but that's their problem. That's what they want. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Emilio on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Good morning, Jesse and the experts.
Good morning.
The opening song to Country and Western Tuesday sums up all of Jesse's teaching, bringing us back to the Father. Love that song. Amazing.
Every person, if you want peace, male or female, you must return to the Father. What is missing, the void you have, the craziness in your head, is because you're separated from the Father. No other thing. Drop your anger and return. Amazing. Thank you.
Nice. Joey Three Coffees, the enemy within is the dead skull. Do not by any means kiss the dead skull.
the Pope or Catholic, whatever it was, kissing a dead skull, they found some, I believe 1,700 years ago, I may be wrong, but somewhere in there, and he kissed it, and now he made it a saint. In his mind only. Just because he said it's a saint, that doesn't mean it is a saint. And then the believers, the few that follow him, heard that it was a saint. Now they think it's a saint. It's like creating heroes. Just because somebody say you're a hero doesn't mean that you are a hero, because they can get mad at you, and then all of a sudden you ain't no hero no more. Or they disagree with you about something. You ain't no hero. Just because somebody say you're a saint, that doesn't make you a saint. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Over on YouTube, Black Kite Wally says Frank is the chat MVP.
Amazing. Thank you.
Congratulations. And he, Jesse, there appears...
Congratulations to what?
To the most valuable player.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Whoever that is. And he, Jesse, there appears to be a spirit of confusion in the operation. Why have you recently declared Jesus didn't die for your sins on the cross, and in the same breath say Jesus defeated Satan in hell and conquered sin and death? Which one is it, Jesse? It can't be both. Disguise nerd Jewish person emoji with glasses.
Break it down from the question itself.
Why did you say Jesus didn't die for your sins on the cross? And also say Jesus defeated Satan and conquered sin and death. And he says that it can't be both of those things can't be true.
That's true. Both cannot be true. But one that's true for sure, Christ came and he conquered death. He defeated evil. He destroyed the devil with the spirit of the Father in him, because Christ had not done anything wrong. And the purpose of coming was to, for the lack of better words, buy back the people, because they had no way out. Satan owned them. And there's no way to overcome the devil in your mind or your heart or anything. Christ came, he died for you, meaning that Satan took him into hell and he didn't deserve to have him. But that was the plan, to go there and destroy death and set the captives free. And so he did do that. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Lamar, thanks for the guidance each and every day, he says, on Cash App.
Thank you, Lamar. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
T. Smith for coffee. Hearts around the smile.
Thank you, T. Smith. Amazing.
Gun blazing. When Master say he's struggling, we say, yes, Master, we struggling.
When my Master say he's sick, I'm like, yes, Master, we sick. Amazing. Thank you.
This idea that there is no you is a lie from the pit of hell. Jesse, if there is no you, why would the Father send Jesus to save what doesn't exist according to your thoughts? There is a you, and you are loved by the Father, which is why he sent his Son to restore you back to the Father. This is an heat.
I don't understand that. What in heat is saying? In heat, make it a little clearer. I don't understand the question. You're probably making a lot of sense, but I'm black and slow, and I just don't get it. Either call me, 888-77-JESSE, or make it a little clearer.
Nice. Derek, three coffees, a little leaven. Leaven's the whole lump. Beware of those who call their anger righteous and teach others to do the same. Christ said, anyone who relaxes even one of his commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. Next, I'll tell you it's okay to be jealous, because it's in the word. God is a jealous God.
What a mess. You're absolutely right. Thank you.
Very nice. Brian R. BQ. Why do you prefer?
Why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy?
Sacrifice because our guilt and undeserving of mercy. Sacrifice because of our guilt and undeserving of mercy. We see others as we see ourselves, so we think they are also guilty, and we do not give mercy.
So he preferred mercy over sacrifice?
No. He explains why he prefers sacrifice over mercy.
Oh, okay. Repeat that for me. I'm sorry. So who's this?
Brian R.
Okay, Brian R. And responded to the biblical question, why do you prefer sacrifice over mercy? And you say?
Because of our guilt, feeling undeserving of mercy. And we see others as we see ourselves, so we think they're also guilty, and we do not give mercy.
Okay, thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Amazing. Thank you.
Jesse, says Chris, you often mention demonic possession, as does the Bible. What are your thoughts on angels, as the Bible mentions? Do they also live in our minds to help us like God does?
That's a good question. I don't know. I know I have read in the Bible that he's put an angel in charge over us. So if that's true, we do have angels around and about us to protect us. So, but a good question. I don't know for sure. Thank you.
And the rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man vision appears to be losing its savor in Bond. Not all, but most men who call into the show with relationship concerns are told to leave their wife and family. How is that rebuilding the family? Men led by the father have no issues leading their wife and family. Don't compromise on the vision. The nuclear family is part of God's plan.
It is. If you want a family, it is best to be married and have a family. But if it's not working, you can't make it work. And that's why men should work on themselves spiritually and women should work on themselves, because they and only that individual is responsible for their spiritual life. The man is responsible physically to take care of the family if he is married. But you shouldn't try to make a marriage work. It works or it doesn't. If it doesn't work by itself, it's not going to work. If you try to make it work, it's going to only get worse. It's not going to get better. So if the woman want to leave, bye. If the man want to leave, bye. If they want to stay, fine. You know, just let life happen naturally. Most marriages are not brought together by God. Satan brings these marriages together. That's why people fight. That's why they try to make them work, because they're not from God. From God, it happened naturally. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. See on Jesse, love. The guy who called you telling you he's pure, a virgin, he's very lucky he's not carrying no crazy spirits around. Jesse, do you believe that whoever a person sleeps with carry their spirit like spirit ties going from person to person? Asks Sion.
Repeat that.
When people sleep around, do they get spirit ties with all the different people that they get with?
Meaning, do they become addicted?
That's not what she said.
Well, I don't quite understand what you mean, Sion, but I do know that when you do that out of wedlock, you do become addicted to that, and then you want more and more and more, right? So you do become addicted to it because you made that your God. It feels good. You want more and more and more. It's like a drug. They become addicted. Maybe that was just meaning. Thank you, though. Good to hear from you.
Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, do you agree that any person who's in political office should just make their decision based on common sense? Because the one that I've noticed is the great white hope, President Trump. He's making decisions based upon common sense. And yeah, now, yes, you might not agree about his decision by making women to be part of his administration, but you have to understand, I believe he knew that women plays a huge part in many major elections by being a majority of the voting base, he says.
I do wonder why. Hopefully I get a chance to ask him. I do wonder why he put women in leadership roles, knowing that that's not the way it should be. Women are not made to lead. But you may be right about he's doing it because of the votes, but I don't know. But they do have more women voting than men now, because there are more women than there are men, according to a report. Amazing. Thank you, Mike.
Eric H., men gain value with experience. Women lose value with experience. It's a woman's burden of responsibility to preserve her value. That's her job.
I don't know what that means.
I think he's referring to sex.
You're not sure?
Quite sure. Based on past chats.
But men don't gain value when they have a bunch of votes.
Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you, though. I got to take a break. Stretch off on pews.net.
We'll read the rest later, y'all.
I'll be right back. Thank you all. Oh, amazing. Back in a moment.
Hey, Jess, I just wanted to call you and give an update on my life.
Okay.
I recently got a job as a maintenance manager. 3 weeks in,
I'm now the GM of that park. I'm doing, you know, the silent prayers, always keeping present. There's no way that I would have been ready for this position even 6 months ago if it wasn't for counseling with you one-on-one in my relationship with the Father. You have changed my life dramatically, brother, and I love you for it. And my wife loves you. We love all your crew. You guys are doing amazing work, and I just wanted to give you that update.
Well, right on. Congratulations. And again, you just take it one moment at a time, one day at a time, and let things unfold, and they will. And do not take anything personal from anyone. Don't get angry, resentful, or anything like that, and you'll be fine no matter what. Amazing. Welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. I encourage you to work on yourself, folks. Overcome evil with good. Good meaning forgive. You must forgive. Couple announcement. So I finally got the final word, no hate report today. Mysteries unfold. No hate report at 9 a.m. The American Acabe will be here at 9 a.m. today. The American Acabe at 9 a.m. Pacific time on fire. Check him out. But no hate. And I do shout outs for you. Birthday shout outs, wedding shout outs, congratulations shout outs, anniversary shout out, whatever, encouragement, whatever, go to Cameo. And they are amazing. They really, really, the people love them. Shout outs. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. All right, amazing. And if you like a free copy of our newsletter, we put them out about three times a year or so, give or take. Go to sign up for one free copy. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/subscribe. Rebuildingtheman.com/subscribe. All right, amazing. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, and do all that stuff. Let me go to Dan out of Wisconsin. Dan, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. This is actually Dan's wife, Beth. How are you?
Oh, hey, Beth. How are you?
I'm good. I have a quick question for you.
Okay.
Okay, so I did a counseling with you, and then I called and forgave my mom, my dad, and my sister. And it was an interesting experience, and it went well for me. With my sister, she did not really understand that I had any resentment and didn't really comment and then asked me about the weather. So we didn't have any conversation about it, and I've not talked to her since. And then she sent me a text message on my birthday, and I chose not to respond. And I'm just getting your opinion. Like, I read a lot about silent treatment and how damaging that is. And, you know, I understand what that's like. But if I don't want to have a relationship, is there any reason to respond?
How is silent treatment damaging?
I guess growing up, that was part of what I got, you know, from my parents. I just wouldn't talk to you and I would feel like I'm in trouble and it's just not. You know, so that's my background I'm trying to get rid of, and I'm seeing it clearly, and I just don't want a relationship with somebody that, you know, doesn't want one with me, and so I just chose not to respond, and just been thinking about that for a couple of weeks and just wanted to get your opinion on that.
When she sent you a message, was it a happy birthday message or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't have an obligation to respond. I mean, if you want to say thanks, nothing wrong with that. Or it's not wrong to not say thanks. So it's totally up to you. Just don't resent her.
Yeah, that's what I thought you would say, and I just wanted some clarification on that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I still, the other question I had is, you know, when I talk to my mother, she'll bring up my sister, and I just don't respond to her either.
Right.
And I don't want to not speak to my mom, but I don't want to have that discussion. And when
why does she bring it up? Bring her up?
I believe she brings it up because she'd like to see the two of us reconcile.
Oh, I see. Did you tell her to stop bringing her up?
I did when I told her, when I forgave her and I said, I don't want to hear about them. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
And it's just me and my sister. And she's no longer bringing up what they're saying about me, which I told her I wouldn't talk to her about it anymore. She'll just throw in the conversation, you know, something they're doing or whatever, and I just ignore it and move on.
Right on.
But, okay, I didn't know if that was the best approach, you know.
And so you think that she bring it up, your sister, because you try to get you or her to come together on these issues?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, okay.
I do.
Yeah, but well, don't resent her, and you're right, you don't have to respond to her. As long as you don't have the resentment for yourself or anyone, you're totally in control of your own life, and you won't have the guilt if you don't act like the world say you should act. So just don't resent them, and you will be in control of your own life.
Perfect. My first thought I had this morning when I woke up was, don't think. And then I listened to your show, and you said, don't think. So.
That's right.
It was awesome.
That's
so.
Right.
All right.
All thoughts all right, are all Jesse. Lies all the time.
They sure are.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Trying to stay present. We're listening to, you know, fellowship on Sunday, listening to you every morning. We are, you know, doing everything we can. I am, you know, working on myself as hard as I can, and I'm not giving up.
Right.
I really appreciate you, everything you do, and thank you again for the call, Jesse.
You're welcome, and stay with it.
Absolutely. Thank you, and have a good rest of your day.
You too.
All right.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Amazing. Super, super. Super chat. Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on YouTube, Kale says Jesse needs to bring back the full gray beard. He looks like Mike Tyson with the full beard. Strong arm emoji.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Kale.
Yeah, thank you.
Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, I'm very concerned about the future of our country because most of the American people, including the Rhino Republicans, totally misinformed about what's going on coming if Democrats take back power and control. Because they have no idea if Democrats take back power and control, they will open up the borders once again 10 times worse than what Biden did, and the blind and ignorant voters are more concerned about gas prices than the war in Iran. But let's not forget that most people are very short-minded and don't think long-term. What do you think, Jesse?
I think that's amazing, Mike. But I wouldn't worry about it if I were you. Don't be concerned. There's nothing you can do about it. You just work on yourself and let the world go crazy. Give the world the finger, and you'll be fine. Just don't be angry. Don't resent. Amazing. Thank you.
The Hake Report gifted the can over on pilled.net. Sorry, y'all. No Hake today.
Or beta.
You were waiting for me to say alpha, huh?
The Hake Report yesterday. So podcasting, you see. But check out the American Anchor Baby at 9 a.m. One monkey don't stop no show. What the?
Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I could be mistaken, but I believe that's all for now.
Amazing. This is two videos, and then I'll get back to your calls here. Because of time, I really want to show you these two videos to give you an example. The human being, human nature is evil. Don't let anyone tell you, but If you already see it in yourself and you're overcoming it, you already know human nature is evil. There's nothing good about human beings. Zero. Zero, zero, zero. And things are getting worse. They're not getting better. You know that President Trump, the great white hope, is trying to do something about the voting thing because he believes it's rigged and is very, very interesting. As far as I can remember, maybe there were other presidents who tried to do something about it, but this president is the one that I'm aware of. He is trying to make it right so that votes turn out the way they should. And the Democrats are having a fit because they say, well, black people, you're trying to stop black people from voting. Black people can't get an ID. They don't have sense enough to go down to the department, DMV, and get an ID. You just trying to set us back 100 years, they say, because they want you to be able to just go in there and vote, whether you're a citizen or should be voting or whatever. They want power. What they believe is power is not real power. Well, according to KTLA, a Los Angeles County woman was federally charged with paying individuals to register to vote, including homeless residents in Los Angeles Skid Row, on Los Angeles Skid Row. And it's a mess down there now. What the? And she was handed a 18-month of probation and 120 hours community service. This is WTOV News 9.
So in that plea agreement, Brown Armstrong admitting to working as a paid petition circulator, allegedly targeting the homeless while gathering signatures throughout the Los Angeles area. The bombshell admission coming after federal officials got their hands on an undercover video.
The Justice Department announcing this week, Brown Armstrong has been federally charged and has agreed to plead guilty to one felony count of paying another person to register to vote, including the homeless along L.A. Skid Row.
We're committed to protecting the integrity of all American elections at the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division. But there needs to be a commitment by people and leaders here in California.
According to her plea agreement, Brown Armstrong, for nearly two decades, worked as a petition circulator, being paid by coordinators to gather signatures to qualify initiatives, recalls, and referendums for California state ballots. She paid the homeless around $2 or $3 to fill out voter registration forms, instructing them to use her own former L.A. residence. When asked what led federal officials to her, they pointed to this undercover video taken by James O'Keefe and the O'Keefe Media Group.
Because you haven't registered, I need to register you so I can get paid, too. Yeah. Okay, you guys, I need to get paid.
In it, you can see and hear Brown Armstrong handing out cash in exchange for those signatures.
Amazing, huh? Now you see why the great white hope, Donald Trump, is concerned about this. Isn't that amazing? And the liberals and Democrats would tell you, oh, you're trying to set black people back from voting. We have the Voting Rights Act, and you're trying to stop it. This is why he's doing it. I will never, ever forget. I don't know what happened, but I will never forget Pratt running for mayor. What was Pratt's first name?
Spencer
Pratt, running for mayor, and he was, like, really popular here in L.A. It appeared to be beating out the Democrats who were running. And on the night of election, the day of, it was totally appears that the contest would be between he and Karen Bass and Pratt. This other female, Uchi, whatever her name was, Uchi, from India.
Nitya Raman, for the people.
Nathan Raman?
Yes.
Nitya Raman. all of a sudden she just came out of nowhere. And they said, oh, it's between nothing and Bass. And everybody like, what happened? This is what concerns the president. And he was the first person that I ever seen deal with Bass and that lady in the right way. He spoke up. He's like, no, I'm not working with her. She doesn't want to work with anyone. And all of a sudden, he was very popular, too. So I'm concerned, just like the great white hope, Donald Trump. Some people call him amazing. And they say, what manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him king. And they hold rallies for him. Key rallies, they call them. Some people call him daddy. And they said, daddy is home. I call him the great white hope. I'm glad he's looking into this. We'll see what happens. But if we don't get the voting thing right, the country would never be right. It's never going to get right. So I appreciate the president looking into this. And then one other quick one, and then I get to your calls. 888-77-JESSE. I really want to show you this so-called influence one, too, but because of time. KTLA. This is from KTLA. Surveillance video captured three teen girls who were brutally attacked by robbery suspects while shopping at 7-Eleven store there in Hollywood. If ever we need a Pratt, we need him now. So she was attacked. Her head was slammed against the floor, and she said a female suspect strangled her until she lost consciousness. KTLA.
Sure, Micah, I want to let you know this video, it's tough to watch, but you do get a sense of how unexpected and violent this attack really was. The victims were 18 years old. They were grabbing some snacks after a night out when they were assaulted by two total strangers.
I was strangled and took multiple blows to the head. I got hit the floor.
18-year-old Destiny Valderrama knocked unconscious, her gold chain snatched from around her neck. Her friends were also punched and threatened by a pair of attackers. That's what happened at this 7-Eleven on Hollywood Boulevard over the weekend. Valderrama and her friends are seen on surveillance walking into the convenience store around 2 a.m. Saturday. They believe this man and woman, both wearing white hoodies, spotted them on the street and followed them inside. The woman is the one who seems to yank Destiny's hair and pushes her to the ground, and then her male counterpart comes into frame and joins in. Destiny was left battered and bruised, not to mention traumatized by the ordeal.
Like, it really felt like a privilege to get home that night.
Amazing. What's wrong with the blacks? They definitely appear to be black to me. A local resident told KTLA that although he doesn't know the suspects, the man and the female are known to be regular in that area.
At one point, Destiny's friend tried to intervene. She, too, ends up dragged by her hair on the ground. Destiny's mom, Elizabeth, was horrified watching the video, replaying what had happened. She says she doesn't want any other parent to have to watch their child get hurt.
It really broke my heart to hear her crying over the phone, really concerned about what had just happened.
And Destiny, for her part, wants to warn people in Hollywood, these two are dangerous.
I just really hope they get found, and I really hope that nobody has to experience anything as horrible and traumatic as this ever again.
Police say this is an open, active investigation. A man came over to us while we were reporting on this story, told us he actually recognized the suspects, that they are regulars here in Hollywood.
Amazing, huh? You see why most people are afraid of the blacks? and you wonder why they walk on the other side of the road when they see you coming, hold their purses. Now they look back in fear. And this is the way the government wanted it. And all the black, that female that was been accused of doing this to that lady, those women, all she had to do is say she was postpartum. She had postpartum. That's why she was violent like that. And she'd get away with it. What a mess, huh? It gotta get worse. Hate want to know why are 18 years old out at 2 a.m. at 7-Eleven. The girl was 18 years old because she grown, Hate. What are you talking about?
But you know you can't be out two young ladies in Hollywood at 7-Eleven?
But I think it was three of them.
Three. It's not. There's no men around among them?
Right.
It still seems unwise.
Especially nowadays. I know what you mean by that, but...
I know that they're grown.
Yeah, they grown.
They were partying, according to KTLA, per Derek.
Amazing. It's bad out there, folks. Human beings have gotten worse because they call anger good, and they said Jesus was angry. So they push an evil as good. Isn't that amazing? I'll wash my back if I were y'all out there like that. Instead of being all on your phone, I don't know if they were on their phones or not, but don't be walking with your head into your phone when you're going down the road. Don't do it. Wash your back. It's too risky, especially nowadays. And don't expect carabats to do anything about crime. It's not going to happen. So, breaking news. Breaking news. Kaya. What about friends? And Brian, our friends, had their baby today. Kaya had a baby this morning. A boy. Brian, you alpha male, you made a boy first. What the? Congratulations. They had the baby today. Congratulations to Kaya.
Amazing.
To Kaya and Brian. Brand new baby. And the baby name is, I've forgotten it. Nicholas Jesse. Amazing.
Yeah, I kept typing that wrong. You got it.
Nicholas Jesse. Welcome to the world, Nicholas Jesse. What an amazing name, huh? I can't tell you the last name, so don't ask. But congratulations to Kaya and Brian. Amazing. Another born baby. That's amazing. I wish you guys well, and congratulations. No hate report today. Hake is at work, but not doing his show. He can't do his show today. The American Anchor Baby is coming up next. Instead of the hate report, all right? The American Anchor Baby, not at 11, but now coming up. And check out Bill on Punchin' TV. PUNCHIE.TV, all right? And thank you for your support. Be sure to donate and support us financially to keep doing the work we're doing. And stay with it. Stay with it. And just stay with it. You as an individual are responsible for your own spiritual life. And to the callers, because of time, I can't get to them. Tomorrow is Black Excellence, first hour, and Manhood Hour, the next 2 hours. Have a good day, folks, and thank you all. Stay with it. Amazing.
To the way we were designed to be.
To do, we gotta show him who boss. He put a Viking in you, he put that lightning in you, igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never wanna stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the loop? You better go talk to your mama, better stop all the drama, better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up, put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose, and then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com. rebuildingtheman.com/stores. And get Punchy's Coffee. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up